But first, to some breaking news from the U.S., where former President Donald Trump's longtime ally, Steve Bannon, has surrendered to federal authorities. Bannon is facing charges for refusing to cooperate with the congressional investigation into the January 6 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Let's bring in Patty Colhane, who's following developments for us in Washington, D.C. Patty, Bannon's indictment on contempt charges a few days ago sent shockwaves through Washington, and now he's turned himself in.
He has. He's turned himself into the FBI field office. He'll go before a federal magistrate in a couple of hours. These are two misdemeanor charges, so likely he'll just be released on his own to face charges later. This is very rare. The Justice Department very rarely goes after people for contempt of Congress. But Steve Bannon is facing two charges, one for not showing up to an interview, one for not providing documents to the Congress that is investigating that January 6th insurrection. Now, Bannon was key to this committee's findings, because he was in the room with all of former President Trump's advisors in the days before the January 6th insurrection. Mm-hmm. He will know what was said, what was talked about. He went on his own radio show the day before and said all hell was going to break loose in Washington. So investigators want to know, what exactly did he mean by that? Now, he is claiming executive privilege. Most legal experts say that is not going to hold up for a couple of reasons. One, he wasn't working for the president at the time. He hadn't for about 3 years. And also that the president is no longer the president. And President Biden has said there will not be executive privilege in this case. But what I think he's hoping to do is delay it, because Republicans hope to take over the House in 2022. They could kill the investigation. Mm. It also seems pretty clear that he's trying to score political points with the pro-Trump crowd, because he could have simply shown up and pled the Fifth and said, I can't talk because the Fifth Amendment says I don't have to incriminate myself.
Right.
But Trump has sent a message. He wants all of his people to simply refuse to cooperate. That said, the committee is hoping this also sends a message to all of the other people who they've subpoenaed who haven't shown up yet, because Bannon has the means to fight this. He's a very wealthy man. Mm. Other people in Trump's orbit do not have those resources. So we'll see how this plays out as soon as he goes before the
magistrate. I was going to ask you what's likely to happen next. I mean, he's turned himself into the FBI. What's the likelihood that he will actually appear before the House committee investigating the January 6 attack?
Incredibly unlikely. This is going to take a while to work its way through the court system. So he's going to show up before the magistrate today. He's going to be asked some questions, told what his rights are. He'll most likely plead not guilty and be released to go home as this works its way. Again, these are misdemeanor counts. So the maximum penalty would be up to a year in jail and a $1,000 fine. So this, obviously, he's going to go to trial. If he's found guilty of contempt, let's say he's given probation or given some jail time, the committee can try to subpoena him again. They could go through this whole process again, but they can't actually make him show up. They can hold him in contempt, but they can't actually make him show up, and they certainly can't make him testify because, again, the Fifth Amendment, he can simply say, I refuse to answer on the grounds that I might incriminate myself.
All right, Patty, thank you very much for that. Patty Colhane, live for us there in Washington.